Phillips and Papier for the Surgeon Care. Today's date is 04/05/28/2022. Dictation is from Misty Crossley. Crossley spells C-R-O-S-L-E-Y. Misty spells M-I-S-T-I. Date of birth is 04/17/1989. This is a 33-year-old young lady here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Misty has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently on Suboxone, is there for refill for follow-up on this condition and medication refill. She stated that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological or emergency care, and today says she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, and medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 123/76. Pulse 92. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck flow range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good. Inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding. No tenderness to palpation. Normal bowel songs, period. Next paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times three, cranial nerves to return as normal, motor and sensory functions in normal, mood and affect in normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Assessment number two is medication refill. Assessment number three is obesity, period. Next paragraph. Patient was educated on above conditions and lifestyle management to take, especially for obesity. She indicated that she wants to remain at the current dosage, and she says she's not prepared to go down as yet. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug-seeking behavior, medication diversion. Urine drug screen was done. Urine drug screen was negative for unauthorized substances, positive for Suboxone, which she takes as part of this program. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.